the Beaten Path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Tuesday, September 10th, 2024 edition, second half hour of hour number one here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I'm Trucker Randy, your defending fathers. We are having a great conversation, text messages back and forth already this morning. Text me at 231-360-5140 if you want to get a comment into the show. Basically, Anita's saying Kennedy is a Democrat. Will the voter precinct say that ballot in error because Kennedy isn't running and say change the intent of the voter and change those Kennedy votes to Harris? Well, first of all, he was on the ballot as an independent in most states. It's only Michigan where he's on the ballot as the natural law party candidate. They endorsed him. They nominated him. They got him to run as a natural law party candidate. Well, he did not run as a natural law party candidate nationwide. He only did it here in Michigan. Technically, he wanted to be on the ballot as an independent. While he sued to get his name removed completely from the ballot, independent in the other states, natural law party here in Michigan. Supreme Court ruled, sorry, you waited too long. You didn't give the natural law party enough time to replace you as a candidate to be on the ballot. Therefore, you're staying on the ballot. Downstate Kim, interesting text comment, kind of interesting perspective. Why is it so important to Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson to keep Robert F. Kennedy Jr. on the ballot here in Michigan? The algorithms have already been written. It's easier and less obvious to slide Trump votes to RFK. That's a question mark. Voters are too stupid to know he's no longer running and has endorsed Donald Trump. That's exactly the reason why she did it. Period. End of discussion, folks. That's what she is doing. Period. End of discussion. One of the things you have to understand is the process. This is a process that we currently are living through that you have to understand, and you need to share this information. We are being lied to. These TV ads that you're seeing from all the camps, they're lying to the American people. Kamala Harris is using the Heritage Foundation's 922-page, their Project 2025 think tank, basically a book about ideas that they think a conservative leader, president, needs to implement. Project 2025, look it up. Google it, DuckDuckGo, search for it, find it, look at it. They're trying to attach the things that the Heritage Foundation came up with as basically Donald Trump's platform if he gets elected, is sworn in as the 47th president, the items that he'll implement here in this country. Donald Trump has flatly denied it. So one of the things you have to understand, folks, is very simple. Very, very simple. When you see a Kamala Harris ad that says the Trump tax, it is a bunch of lies. Kamala Harris is on a podium at a rally, and she tells the crowd that Donald Trump's tax plan will cost the average middle-class working family, that's their little tagline they use, middle-class working family, $3,900 a year in extra taxes. It's a bald-faced lie. Elisa Slotkin, running for U.S. Senate. She tells a bunch of lies about her voting record in Washington, D.C. as a U.S. Congresswoman. And the very liberal, woke, progressive agenda she is pushing, voted for, and will push if she gets elected to be our U.S. Senator. Rogers has got all kinds of ads, attack ads, running against him. I spoke to his wife, Chrissy Rogers, in Boyne City. I asked her a couple of questions. Point blank, have you ever worked as a lobbyist for the pharmaceutical industry? She looked me right in the eye and she said, Randy, I've never been a lobbyist in my life. But yet there's TV ads out there saying that Christy Rogers, his wife, and nine former staffers are in fact working for the pharmaceutical industry as lobbyists. Bald-faced lie. We are being manipulated through the media. The polls that they're putting out there, the ads that are running on TV, even the debate tonight is being lied to us by the media. And the way that it's going to be run, the way the moderators have been chosen, the rules that they've set up for the debate, all of it is geared toward helping Kamala Harris do better tonight in the debate against Donald Trump. The bottom line is this, people. You have got to communicate to your friends, your family, your neighbors, the people you go to church with. They need to wake up and understand that we are being manipulated not only by our own domestic media, TV ads, things that we're seeing on TV, but we're also being manipulated by Russia and Iran. They are doing it on the internet. They're doing it via social media posts. What people need to understand, very simply, vote Republican, you know why. Now, I have a screenshot of 100 4x4 signs and 100 yard signs that the Antrim County Republican Party has ordered. I'm picking them up in Grand Rapids probably on Thursday. You have to understand something. This message needs to go out to everybody. VR, text me VR for Vote Republican, and I'll send you the text message. I'll send it to you. Christine Gray has a link to the Heritage Foundation.org's Project 2025. If you would like it, just text me P25. Project 2025. Text me P25 and I'll forward you this link. This is what the Democrats, from top to bottom, are trying to hang around Donald Trump's neck. Now, his agenda, if you want to Google this, is called Trump 47. If elected to be the 47th president, Trump 47 has a platform. All of his policy ideas that he plans to implement within the first 100 days of his presidency. Those are the facts. But this Project 25 is something the Heritage Foundation has come up with that Donald Trump says he is not seen or has endorsed. Sorry, not what Donald Trump is running on. Let's see. This is put up by, let's see who this is. Conservatism Commentary. Spencer Creatine, Associate Director of the 2025 Presidential Transition Project at the Heritage Foundation. When conservatives do finally make it into the presidential administration, they often don't know what to do or how to seize the gears of power effectively. It's past time to lay the groundwork for a White House more friendly to conservatives. The policy book Mandate for Leadership represents the work of more than 350 leading conservatives and outlines a vision of conservative success. The usual suspects in the permanent political class will be ready for the next conservative administration, or will we be ready for them? So, after the Biden administration, looking at all the things that has happened, they came out with this Project 2025. This is how they plan to attack Donald Trump. They take the items that are in this Project 2025 and they pull out a few juicy ones. I'm going to talk about the ad that Kamala Harris or a PAC has put out. Final segment of Hour One. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well,
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Some of the snippets that Kamala Harris and the Democrats have pulled out of the 922 pages of the Project 2025 report put out by the Heritage Foundation that they're using in TV ads. Eliminate the Department of Education in Washington, D.C. Absolutely needs to be done. I've been saying it for years. They have it in Project 2025. Get rid of the IRS. Repeal the 16th Amendment, which basically created our current taxation system, federal tax system through the IRS. It's in there. They pulled it out and have it in this TV ad, referring, of course, to a national consumption tax. Well, you see, in Kamala Harris's ad, when she says the Trump tax would cost the average middle-class working family $3,900 a year. She doesn't say in the ad that it would also eliminate the federal income tax. So whatever you're paying in federal income taxes would be eliminated and replaced with a consumption tax. She doesn't say that. Another snippet, a nationwide ban on abortions. It's in Project 2025, the Heritage Foundation's report. They go on and on with a few other snippets in this TV ad. Is it in Project 2025? Yes. Does Donald Trump support it? No. Is he going to implement any of them? Well, according to Trump, no. He has some of the ideas similar to what they talk about, but is not pushing the actual way it's written in Project 2025. But yet, you're going to see TV ads to this effect. When you see it, realize what you're watching is a bald-faced lie. Democrats in Michigan have attacked Donald Trump over Project 2025. Well, you need to educate the public. You need to be a storyteller. You need to get this information out to them. Project 2025 is not Donald Trump's platform. His platform is Trump 47. I believe it's even a website, Trump47.com. Now, here's the problem. The general electorate, the people that are going to be voting in the biggest presidential turnout election in the history of our country, 80% of them, folks, don't know the truth. They don't know what's going on in our country. They don't pay attention. They don't listen to the show. They don't listen to other talk shows. They are not informed. But yet, they're citizens, and they're going to be voting. You need to get this information out to them. There's two ways to do it. Number one, text me VR. I'll send you the screenshot, vote Republican. You know why. Second, PAGS, PAGS. 2 minutes and 42 second video showing bar graphs of 9 indexes between what Donald Trump did when president for 4 years, what Biden Harris has done for their 4 years. VR and PAGS. You do that, you got the information to share. Now you have to share it. And ask them to share it. I put right in the text message, please share with everyone you know. If you forward this message the way it's sent to you, they will be asked to share it as well. It's the only way we're going to get the facts out, the truth, to counter these lies that are being told on TV. Now, we have a debate tonight. We have a debate between Kamala Harris and Donald Trump. Rogers and Slotkin have agreed to 2 debates. They're coming up. Are people going to watch those? Are you going to be watching the presidential debate tonight? I am. I think you should be. This could be the only presidential debate, the only opportunity the public will have to see Donald Trump and Kamala Harris side by side on a debate stage. Because honestly, after tonight's debate, I don't think Kamala Harris will want to debate Donald Trump again. I could be wrong, but I don't think she's going to. This is it. That's it for hour number one. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700.